This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Officials in western Germany say heavy rain and severe flooding have killed at least 80 people, while more than 1,000 people are missing. A German weather service spokesman told CNN some areas have not seen this much rainfall in 100 years. Recent storms across the western Europe area made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash flooding. Rescue operations were hampered by the fact that phone and internet connections were down in part of the region. Officials say the flooding also disrupted rail lines and shipping on the Rhine River. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, here in the U.S. for meetings with President Joe Biden, said in a statement Thursday she was shocked by the extent of the damage and the loss of life and expressed her sympathies to the families of those killed or missing. The Australian state of New South Wales reported 97 new coronavirus cases today. Australia battling growing COVID-19 clusters, which has seen the country's two largest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, locked down. Sydney and surrounding communities in New South Wales entering their fourth week in lockdown as the state tries to stop the spread of the virus. New South Wales Premier pleaded with people to really make sure that they stay at home unless they absolutely have to leave. Australia has been relatively successful in containing COVID-19 clusters, and there have only been 912 deaths reported so far. But Australia's vaccine rollout has been slow, which experts say has left the population particularly vulnerable to the Delta variant. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Some of the Colombian nationals detained by the Haitian National Police in connection with the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse took part in U.S. military training and education, a Pentagon spokesperson confirmed in a statement emailed to VOA. According to the Pentagon, the Defense Department trains thousands of military people from Central America, the Caribbean, and South America. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles said police have arrested 18 Colombians in connection with the assassination. President Joe Biden said he was not open to U.S. military involvement in Haiti, but then he would send troops to fortify the U.S. embassy in the country. Moïse was shot and killed on July 7th at his home outside Port-au-Prince. His wife was injured in the attack and is recovering from surgery in Miami, Florida. The interim prime minister, Claude Joseph, told reporters he has spoken to the first lady and that she's doing well. The World Health Organization said Thursday that COVID-19 cases are rising rapidly in Africa, having increased by 1 million in a month. The UN agency, South Africa director, said that hospitals are near capacity in some areas and deaths have jumped by 40%. For more news, as always, we're continuing with the LA County public health officer saying that a rapid sustained increase in COVID-19 cases in the nation's largest county requires a return to mandatory mask wearing indoors, even when people are vaccinated. Dr. Munta Davis said Thursday that a public health order requiring masks indoors would go into effect on Saturday. He didn't detail what he said would be some exceptions. Davis said the county has been recording more than 1,000 new cases each day for a week and that there is now a substantial community. The U.S. Surgeon General calling on Americans to fight misinformation about the coronavirus. Vibeke Murthy says health misinformation has led people to resisting wearing masks, to turn down proven treatments, and to choose not to get vaccinated. Viruses have been going up in many states while the pace of vaccinations has slowed here in the U.S. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.